Well, here we go. Just like being shot out of a cannon, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm so excited because all these interviews, if you've been listening, have been because of our wonderful host at Leader Bank, Sushil Dhuli. Thank you.
Jeffrey, thank you so much. Thank you for coming to Leader Bank's offices and bringing your radio program here. But today...
Our program now.
Okay, our program. I'm going to do many of these. But today we have a very important person with us, Swati Ilavia.
Nobody wanted me to take a chance on the name. Swati Ilavia. How did I do?
You did very well.
Your name's easier than his.
As long as you don't call me Kathy, I'm fine.
Kathy?
So Swati is the owner, president of Monsoon Kitchens. And for the listeners, Swati won the Entrepreneur of the Year Award from SBA. The only person who got this award in Massachusetts is Swati, and she's one of the 53 in the whole country. Swati was recognized 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., and last week here in Massachusetts by SBA. Swati, we are very proud of you.
And now you're at Leader Bank and Radio Entrepreneurs. I don't know if you're moving up or moving down.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We will find out.
Yes.
But I will tell you, the package is in front of me. I've been in the food business for maybe 45 years, indirectly through my consulting firm. And your boxes are wonderful because I don't have to think when I look at your boxes. I know exactly what they are. They have a great image of positive, a positive image that they're giving off, and I know exactly what the products are. Tell us about the whole evolution of the product.
So we have been in food service most of our time. We started the business in 2003, actually started to sell in 2005, and we stayed in food service. So you being in food business, you know exactly what food service is.
Oh yeah.
We got a lot of feedback from chefs as to what worked, what didn't work. And then this year, we decided that we would go into retail. It's a totally different business, but that's how it started.
So, and your package is beautiful.
Isn't it like candies? It's all of my sari colors.
It's beautiful.
All of my different sari colors
are on
the
beautiful. The second I saw the boxes, and it's going to be, if you watch the YouTube interviews, you can see them. And I know Nathan's taking pictures as we're talking. He better be. And the package is beautiful.
Thank you.
So today I would assume retail does not represent what the B2B represents to you, the wholesale.
Correct. So but, we still do B2B.
Right.
And it's actually quite interesting because the whole industry is overlapping. You can do retail in business industry, and you can do food service in grocery stores because every one of them have hot bars.
That's correct.
So it's literally overlapping. So
right.
We,
Whole Foods and Wegmans, that's all you got.
Correct. Correct. And we just did not have a brand presence with the consumers. And that was very essential for us to be at least recognized by consumers, by people just love when a brand gets recognized.
But you're making this product yourself.
So we don't have our own production facility.
Okay.
We used to have it,
right.
But we had to make a decision in 2012 whether to expand that or to go marketing route. So it's all our recipes.
And your brand.
Correct. It's our brand. We take ownership of the product, but we produce it in different places wherever they can make
it. You know,
it.
I'm seeing that a lot more over the last 10 to 15 years. I think it's a lot smarter. I've talked to a lot of food companies where I've said to them, if you own the brand, why do you have to manufacture the product? You have to just license the product and make sure it's made to your specifications with someone who knows how to do it.
That's right. And we actually don't license it. These are called co-packers.
Right.
And say, for example, samosas has a totally different production and manufacturing process. Whereas a rice product has a totally different production. So different manufacturing partners specialize in different kinds of processes.
Wow.
And that's why we make this in Pennsylvania and we make this in North Carolina.
Interesting.
So that works really well because they know exactly what to do it. They have scaled it. They understand what the regulations are. They have the machinery. We just did not have the capital or at least the will to actually do so much expense.
Now you said we, so who's the we?
You know, I always say the we, and actually we have a couple of angel investors and then my team. So I have salespeople, we have a corporate chef. My husband is not in the business, but every time I say it, people think it's for I'm talking about him, and I'm like, no, it's not
him. No, I understand. Earlier in my career, I worked for Johnson & Johnson, and they said, if I ever see you in a speaking with clients or customers or whomever and use the word I, we're going to fire you.
I always think that it is the we, because I couldn't have done all of this without our team.
Right.
Yeah.
So who's the inspiration behind the recipes? Is it you?
So I have some recipes. We also had a co-founder who owned the restaurant, so we had some of their recipes, and then we tweaked it because restaurant recipes are very different from formulas. So when you are starting to make 5,000 cases of samosas, it just cannot have that same recipe. So we had to change it, and I had a lot of experience from General Mills making recipes into formulas, and that's what was the inspiration. But a lot of it is home style. It's not a real restaurant style food, because restaurant style Indian food is heavy.
Right.
And overly spicy sometimes, or overly creamy. It's just very heavy.
Right.
You don't want to represent that. I'm also a nutritionist and a dietitian.
I was gonna, my finger's right on that in my notes about you. Yeah. I wanted to know about that.
So I came and I did my PhD in nutrition. And then I did my internship to become a registered dietitian. And when I worked at General Mills, I actually worked in nutrition research. I had nothing to do with marketing or sales. But then I was placed very close to Betty Crocker, and the culinary juices started to flow.
More culinary juices than Betty Crocker. No offense to Betty Crocker.
Yeah, they needed to make Betty Crocker with an Indian sari. They were actually considering it at one point. But
right.
I just was so impressed with the way General Mills had the consistency of products. They absolutely do.
Right.
Every box of Cheerios tastes the same. So we have strived to
I
do
hate
that.
Cheerios.
I know. It's like, but
don't punish me.
You have to admire the consistency and the food technology of
that's
all
correct.
Of that. Yeah.
You're right. Quality, product quality is very important for them.
Correct.
Consistency and the quality.
So my inspiration was when we moved to Boston, because my husband keeps moving a lot.
Right.
And I said,
is he in the witness protection program?
No, he's not, but he has a 5-year professional itch. He doesn't have it in his personal life, but he has.
I told you I was inappropriate.
I know, no, that's okay. But when we came to Boston, there was nothing like General Mills.
No.
And I didn't want to go and work in a hospital.
This is an entrepreneurial market, Boston.
Correct.
It's
yeah.
not like other markets.
So I said, okay, I'm going to start something on my own. So we started with spices. Then when I started, and that was just my business, when I started with spices, I would go to colleges and everywhere else, and they would say, can you make samosas? So I started to get samosas made from a local restaurant, and they were like, one day they were good, one day they were one size, one day another size. So then we decided we would set up actually a commissary, bought a machine, and that's how it all started.
And how did you start your relationship with the bank?
So Sushil was...
He's got a big grin, so you have to answer.
Oh, he's so happy because he can see that the person who he nominated won the award.
Right.
So he's thrilled about it. But when we first came to Boston and we were buying our first house, the realtor said to us, you're looking for a mortgage company? Go to Sushil Thuli. My husband showed up. And
you don't have to say anything. They're doing it all for you.
Ever since then, the relationship has been, for every house that we have bought, it's through Sushil. So then when we were starting the business, who do we go to? We came
natural
to Sushil.
Natural relationships.
You know, and also Sushil had just started the bank.
Right.
Right about the same time, and it worked. And I don't think that Bank of America or anybody else would give us any money
so
at all.
So how doing business with Little Bank has helped you grow or make it easy for you to have a relationship with the bank?
So one reason that we always needed was, the initial was the capital loan, just to get the machines and also rent the place. But that was the capital loan after our initial investment of the partners. And then, as you know, food business, the spread between the receivables and payables is long. How do we manage that? We had to finance our inventory. And that's when we asked.
So they helped you with the cash cycle.
So they helped us with the revolving line of credit.
Oh, that's very
and
nice.
And that, they just told me yesterday, they've just increased it for me. So I'm super thankful.
Oh, that's great. You know, I could talk to you more and more. I know we're going to turn the mics off. I can't wait. So I'm going to try the product.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it tastes half as good as the box, I'm going to be happy. And I eat a lot of Indian food. If somebody wants to find the product, how would they do that?
So just now we have, we just launched it in March. We got some product in New York. We are presenting it to some local stores. We have product in UNFI, and as soon as UNFI starts to say, okay, these are the stores we need to go, so we are presenting it, we are in conversation about the just the programs. As soon as that happens, we are hoping it'll be Wegmans, it'll be Big Y, Stop and Shop is clearly on the horizon, and then we'll go national as slowly, like we have done for food service. We haven't made.
You're gonna have to tell your husband to settle down and stop moving now.
You know what? He's in Toronto, and I'm here, and he comes home.
Weather's better
to Boston.
Here. I lived in Toronto for a year. I escaped.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Minneapolis, so I know exactly what the weather can do to you.
Right.
But it's working out beautifully. He goes on Monday mornings, comes back on Thursdays. It's perfect. We've just hired a retail salesperson, and she already has a lot of. So Whole Foods is another one on the horizon. But you know, we can't say anything just now. And this actually happened way before the distribution has happened. So in some ways I'm thrilled. And it is not a product that goes online just now because it's frozen.
How exciting, Sushila, you must be so excited, you know, being associated with a business that's growing like this.
Very much. You know, I started my bank as a small business. So when I see other small businesses grow, it gives me such a satisfaction. And Swati is a perfect example that she started the business and now it's growing. And Swati, we hope as you become big, we continue to be your bank.
That is without any doubt in my mind.
Wow, how wonderful. What a great relationship. What a great entrepreneurial story.
Thank you.
Hope you come back again. We want to, you know, feature you and talk about you that much more.
Have national distribution, we should come back again and talk.
It's great. I'm not too worried. I want to thank Leader Bank. Always a step ahead. That's clearly an example. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.